Good morning. My name is Johnny Pozzo, and I'm the pastor here at New Malden Baptist Church. In this passage that you would have read earlier from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31, the context is that we see that God's people are troubled and they're confused. They're anxious about what they're seeing and what they are hearing. And they're complaining, where is God? Why has he allowed this? Why has he abandoned us? Why is he allowing all this pain and suffering? Many, many questions. Today, as we join with half the world's population in semi-lockdown because of this coronavirus, many of us will be confused and will be anxious, and we'll have many questions about what we're hearing and about what we are witnessing. How serious is this virus? How long is this going to go on? What happens if the schools don't open again till September? What if I lose my job? What if I get the virus? What if I lose a loved one to the virus? And where is God in all this? The prophet reminds us to do two things in the midst of uncertainty and confusion and anxiety. He encourages us, firstly, in verse 26, to get our focus right. He says, lift up your eyes to the heavens. And then he, in the following verses, he summarizes exactly why it's important to do that, to fix our eyes on God. He said, because he is the creator of the heavens and earth, verse 26. He is infinite in power and knowledge, verse 28. He is the provider of all our needs, in verse 29. To summarize, God is sovereign over all, whatever is happening in our world. When we come to the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 12, the writer encourages us too to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And I want to encourage us at this moment, at this time, to daily, as we rise in the morning, as we get out of our beds, to do just that, to lift our eyes to the heavens, to start our day by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Because I think that when we get our focus right, it helps to keep everything in perspective. Secondly, Isaiah tells us to get our actions right. In verse 31, he says, those who hope in the Lord, despite their situation and circumstance, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. At this time, the government has set us a number of things that we need to do, that we need to follow in order to help us and help others during this time. We've been told to stay at home, only to go out for essential things. We've been told to wash our hands regularly, the 22nd rule. We've been told if we need to go out, that we need to keep our distance from one another, 2 meters. We've been encouraged not to panic buy, but to think of others, for there is plenty to go around. And we've also been told that if we have a fever or if we have a cough, that we are to self-isolate between 7 and 14 days, as well as many other things. And all important instructions that we need to take seriously and we need to follow. Isaiah tells us our action should be to put our hope in the Lord. In the old authorized version, it says, those who wait upon the Lord. The English word to wait is a very passive word. It kind of reminds us of that we've got time on our hands and we're just hanging around, we're just chilling. But the original Hebrew word for wait means to bind together tightly by twisting. To bind together tightly by twisting. And that is a much better description than the English word to wait. See, what Isaiah is saying to the people is that when you find yourselves in these situations and circumstances, that you're to seek God, you're to look to him, and you're to bind yourself together tightly to him. You see, faith is active. It's not passive. And Isaiah is encouraging the people to be proactive. We see right through the scriptures many, many stories about how faith is active and not passive. In the New Testament, you remember the story about the lady who was had the bleeding for 12 long years. And she tried everything she could, but nothing had worked. But when she heard that Jesus was in town, she went out and searched for him until she found him. And then she reached out and touched the hem of his garment in faith, and she was instantly healed. You remember the blind man who was sitting on the road to Jericho when he heard that Jesus was walking past. He shouted at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Even when the crowd told him to shut up, be quiet, Jesus is not interested. He shouted even louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And he kept shouting until Jesus stopped, turned around, came back and said to the man, "What do you want me to do?" "I want to see," he said. And Jesus restored his sight. Well, you remember the story about the four friends who had the paralyzed friend who, when they heard that Jesus was in a house in the town locally, they took him to the house. But when they got there, they couldn't get in. There was no room. But they didn't give up. They went on top of the roof and they made a hole in the roof and they lowered their friend down on a stretcher in front of Jesus. And it says that when Jesus saw their faith, he had compassion. And he healed the man. You see, faith is active. It's not a passive thing. And I want to encourage you that during this time where we may have more time on our hands, and I've been heard people say that it's almost like a holiday season. Well, we certainly may have more time on our hands, but I want to encourage us, this is not a holiday season. This is a time for us as God's people to turn to him, and to seek him and to pray to him, to discover and find out what he is saying to us at this time. We're reminded in 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, where it says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Church, is a time for us to humble ourselves, to pray and to seek God's face, to turn from our wicked ways. And the promise is when we do that, that God will hear and he will forgive and he will heal. The promise in this passage that Isaiah gives us is that those who wait upon the Lord, those who seek him, trust him, bind themselves tightly to him, that they will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. What a great promise. You know, even in the midst of the storm, the eagle flies. He actually uses the wind currents to rise up and above the storm, and he sits on top of the storm that rages below him. I want to encourage each one of us, in the midst of the storm that we find ourselves in, will you daily get your focus right? Every morning, will you begin your day by lifting your eyes to heaven? Will you daily get your actions right? Will you seek him, pray to him, bind yourself tightly to him at this time? I believe that when we get our focus right and our actions right, we get our altitude right. And my hope and prayer is like the eagle, that we too would rise above the storm and that we would be in that place of peace, looking down upon the storm that rages below us. Church, may the Lord make it so. May we pray. Father, we acknowledge that these are unusual times. But Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are utterly faithful. And Lord, I pray for myself and for our loved ones, for our church family and beyond, that during this time that you'd help us to daily lift our eyes to you. That you would help us to seek you, to pray to you, to turn to you, to bind ourselves tightly to you at this time. And Lord, that you'd help us to rise up and above the storm that is raging. In Jesus' name, amen.